Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. Happy Monday. I know I say this every week, but I'll continue to say it. I'm so excited to be here on this Monday morning. I love Mondays because it's, it just kind of sets the tone for the week, you know? Yeah, make it a great Monday and you can have a great week. I want to, before we jump into self-sabotage, which I'm super excited about, self-sabotage is one of those things that I've experienced personally, and I've also coached thousands of people through it. But it's so, it's one of those things that's very much there, but we don't always know that we're doing it. We always don't know that it's happening. But this kind of leads me into some upcoming shows that we're having, that self-sabotage. One of the things about self-sabotage that I found that has helped me was helping others. And so one of the shows that we have coming up is going to be about this amazing, amazing human being who just recently received a kidney transplant. But the story is unbelievable and so unbelievably selfish, as unselfish, I should say. It's such an unselfish story about how this came to be and the circumstances and what happened. So I'm so excited about that upcoming show, as well as this coming Monday. We're going to have my good friend back, Dennis Seed. Dennis and I did a show on caregiving back in September, and we had a huge response from it. And so there are more things that he would like to share about being a caregiver and going through it and living through it, but also thriving through it. And again, it's goes back to this unselfish acts. And I'm wondering and saying this out loud that, you know, maybe that's the key, right? We start having more of these unselfish acts and things start to change. Things start to improve. Things start to get better. And then on November 19th, I am super excited to have a guest, our guest, Nancy Rhines. Nancy wrote a book. I'm going to post it under this, in the comment section under this show. It's called Awakenings from the Light. And it's incredible. It's amazing. Nancy had a near-death experience. And in that near-death experience, she got to experience her guide, angels, and messages that she was given to bring back to us here in this plane. So the book is incredible. I'll tell you, very healing for those of you who have lost someone. You definitely want to get this book. Again, it's called Awakenings from the Light. Nancy Rhines. Nancy's last name is R-Y-N-E-S. It's it just recently in August, I lost someone who I loved incredibly, and it was unexpected. As well as, you know, now it's a long time ago, 26 years ago, I lost my dad, and that was unexpected. And I, you know, after reading this book, it brought so much peace. There's just her truth and faith and just, you know, just a lot of joy and a lot of understanding that we can take from this and we can live better here while we're here, but knowing too that that our loved ones are in a really beautiful, beautiful place. So those are some upcoming shows that I hope you'll join us for. Let's dive into self-sabotage, but we'll talk about it in the show later. But again, it's these unselfish, you know, when becoming unselfish and doing more and more unselfish acts has truly helped me with my self-sabotage tendencies. But what is self-sabotage? Let's talk about that first. So behavior is said to be self-sabotaging when it creates problems and interferes with longstanding goals. So especially in the industry that I've been in for the last 25 years in health and wellness, you know, the most common self-sabotaging behaviors is comfort eating or overeating. Sometimes we self-medicate, we procrastinate. Sometimes, you know, there's alcohol involved, there's medication involved. So these acts may seem helpful, but really what it's doing is ultimately it's undermining what we want to achieve. And what happens is that this usually becomes the habit. This becomes the pattern. So now we're undermining our goals repeatedly. One of the things that I've gotten asked often is how do I stop? What do I do? How can I stop this? Why am I doing it? And the why part is bigger than what we'll get into on this show, but there are definitely things that we'll talk about later on in the show that have helped me stop the self-sabotage behavior. And of course, I want to share those with you because it's so frustrating. You know, we make these goals and we're constantly trying to reach them over and over again. So we don't always know that, and we're not always aware that we're doing self-sabotage, that we're doing it ourselves. You know, some of the examples that I can give is, and I just was having this conversation the other day with a girlfriend, is that she's working on her health and wellness and that's her goal. And she did not bring the family into the goal. Okay. So that's kind of one of the first little indicators, right? She didn't let her surrounding team let her know what her goals were. So her husband did not have that goal. And in turn, he was eating foods that they would normally eat, but those foods are now stopping her from getting to her goal. So rather than talk to her team and share with them about what her goals are, she pulled away. She just decided to go back to her old eating patterns and continue eating the foods that are keeping her from her goals. So we don't even know sometimes that we're doing this. It's just it's habitual. You know, we go back to what's comfortable. What's comfortable is let's just eat the way that I've been eating. What's uncomfortable is sitting down, getting the family involved, saying like, these are my goals. This is what I want to do. And this is what I need from you. This is how I need you to help me. So we'll talk about that and how we can do that. But do you feel that sense of, you know, what's comfortable and uncomfortable or, you know, that comfort falling into that pattern? You can feel that. Also sometimes we're hesitant to share with our family or friends the same goal that we've tried 5 times. So let's just say losing 10 pounds, you've tried 5 other times to lose 10 pounds. And here you are, you're making that announcement that number 6 is it. And to be honest with you, yeah, like it's okay. Like just, yeah, make that announcement. It doesn't matter if it takes us 5, 6, 7 times. That's part of it. You know, don't be embarrassed about that. Don't, you know, just again, you have your goals and we need to get the support team to help us to reach those goals. So this show is not going to be about diving into the whys of why we do that behavior, because sometimes it's a lot. You know, I can get into plenty of childhood stories that I can share with you about why I do what I do. But that's a whole nother show. But what I have learned is, again, my faith rules. So I'm always asking for God's hands in everything that I do. But while he's working with me and through me, there are actions that I need to be doing. I need to be actively involved in taking steps to help with this process, rather than just idling, you know, standing still and having these self-sabotaging behaviors take over my life. So let's I want to dive into, we're going to take a short break. When we get back from break, I want to dive into ways that we can stop this self-sabotaging behavior. We'll also talk about identifying some things that we do. You know, it's not only, the comfort eating, but for instance, you know, not scheduling your workouts, right? Not taking the time to get that into your calendar, not putting yourself as a priority. And these are all important things that we need to start doing. And I hope to show you how making yourself a priority and getting yourself, taking care of yourself, then radiates through your entire life. And it makes the world a difference for you reaching those goals that you want to reach. So let's take a short break. This is Thrive by Jen Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we get started diving back into self-sabotage, tune in. We have some great upcoming shows. We have our second part of Being a Caregiver, which I'm excited about to hear what Dennis Siebe has to say about it, the blessings and the obstacles. And we have an amazing show coming up in a couple of weeks with author Nancy Rhines. Nancy had a near-death experience where she got to see what the other side looks like and bring that experience to us. Her book is amazing. I have it here. It's called Awakenings from the Light. I've reread it, actually. I read it and then reread it again. I read it twice because it, it really answered a lot of questions and brought a lot of peace to losing, two very important people in my life and bringing some peace and closure on that. And then we also have an amazing human being coming up who just recently received a kidney and from a stranger. And we're going to talk about that unselfish act. And I can't wait to talk to her about it. So let's dive into self-sabotage. I'm about to get into a coughing fit. I apologize. Holy cow. All right, so give up dwelling on if only. So we're going to take a short break so I can get rid of this cough.
Discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experience.
I'm back. Boy, talk about being live and having a coughing attack. Maybe that was my self-sabotage about talking about self-sabotage. All right, let's dive in. So giving up dwelling on if only. I had this great conversation with someone just on Saturday, and I was just talking about things that have happened and things in my past, right? Circumstances, life, and even in that conversation, I have given up if only. I gave that up years ago because what became so relevant to me and so apparent was that I can say if only now because I have the experience and the information and the growth from the circumstance that happened. First of all, we can't turn back time. We're not going back in the past. So to hold on to if only, there's it's like Monday morning quarterbacking. It's when you look at the highlights from a game on Monday morning and say, boy, if he'd only done this, or if he had made this move, it just doesn't work like that in the moment, right? You have the information that you have the experience that you have. So now what happens is Monday, rather than saying if only, then Monday you're reviewing that film and you're saying, okay, we did it this way. Now next week, if this situation comes up again, we know that that way doesn't work. So now we're going to try it this way. So let go of if only. There's no if only. It just doesn't work. You only have the experience you have up until that point in time. So there's definitely, you know, and again, in your experience, making your choices, if you start to make those choices based on experience versus the emotion, then sure, then you're starting to bring in what you've learned. You know, when people say to you, well, what have you learned from that experience? What have you learned from that situation? You know, think about what you have learned and think about if that circumstance comes up again, you'll handle it this way. You know, you'll do it this way. You'll do this differently this time. So let go of the if only, because it really holds you back. It keeps you in this, it's like a repeating cycle. It's just, I feel like you're stuck in a rut. You can't move forward. You're stuck in a rut. You know, I'm on this earth now, almost 48 years, and I could have plenty of onlys, plenty, but I didn't have, you know, what I know today, I didn't have when I was 23. I didn't have that information. I didn't have that knowledge. I didn't have that growth. So the decisions that I made was what I had up until that point. And that's too why growing is so important. So if you're not with a coach, if you're not in your Bible, if you're not, you know, if you're surrounded by people who are not raising you up, who are not raising the bar, look around. You need to make different choices now. See who you're surrounded by. See what they're doing. Are they accomplishing their goals? Are you with people who have set goals and are accomplishing them? Are you in your faith? Are you exploring your faith? Are you bringing God into your circumstances? Are you, you know, are you seeking out, you know, advice from older individuals who have 30 years or more living than you do? So see what's happening around you. Rather than being in that, if you're in that if only conversation in your head, you need to get out of that. Change your circumstances. Change the people who you're talking to. Change the people who are surrounding you. And then that way you can grow from it and you can learn from it. So that's a big, big, important, that's a big talk about mindset fulfillment in our show, Body Confidence, Mindset Fulfillment, and Soul Synchronicity. That is a huge mindset piece. Huge mindset piece. That's just if only is a lot of regret and it just doesn't work. It holds you back. Another thing, we're being afraid of your thoughts. So I, you know, the one thing that has truly helped me here is my faith. In my faith, it's being present is so important. And I definitely have moved to that way of living, that I am very present in the moment. That doesn't mean that I'm not thinking about goals in the future or a vision that I have of how I want something to be, but I am very here now and I'm very present in enjoying this moment. I'm not getting caught up in, you know, a year from now and what that's going to look like. I just don't know, you know, even in the past year, my life has changed tremendously. And when I've learned is I sit there and I would worry and I would have too much worry, and worry would be self-sabotage for me, because then all of a sudden I'm starting to worry about circumstances that haven't happened yet. And I stopped going after the goal that I wanted to go for. So stay more present. Don't, you know, being afraid of your thoughts is, if you find yourself looking so far out into the future, pull yourself back and stay here today. Be in the present moment today so you can eliminate that worry and use your energy. It's such a big, worry is such a big energy sucker. I'm amazed at how much time I can waste on worry. And that has been been a huge driving force for me to eliminate that, because I would waste hours. I could waste hours and days. And again, when we talk about procrastination, you'll see where That was a big piece of procrastination for me. I would let that worry take over. I would make that my focus. And then next thing you know, a few days would go by and I hadn't worked on my goal. And then I'm back into that rut of, oh, if I should have, if I just didn't worry, then I could have had this done. It's just a vicious cycle. So don't, you know, if you find yourself getting into that trap of worrying about the future, how this is going to turn out, bring yourself back into that present moment and stay there and focus on, you know, say to yourself, okay, I need to get this done today. And that's what I'm going to focus on. Burying your feelings is another thing. I've learned to let my feelings flow through me versus for me years ago, I would use food. I would just take that food in and I would shove those feelings down. So, you know, sometimes acknowledging our feelings doesn't mean that we're throwing a temper tantrum or we're screaming or we're unleashing these emotions at the person we love or at our family or at friends. It's letting them go through you. I've learned even in my moments of, you know, for me, sadness is, you know, when I experience sadness is I'll let the sadness flow through me. And what has helped is I broke the pattern of carrying that sadness out into the future. So for instance, a good example would be like, if I was sad in this moment, then, well, like, you know, am I going to be sad every day? Am I going to be sad next week? I can't live like this. If I'm always, being sad is keeping me from accomplishing things. So I would let the sadness flow through me and again, bring myself back to that present moment. So bringing myself back to that present moment has played a very huge role in eliminating self-sabotage, because for me and my patterns, being present and focusing, put the focus, right? What we focus on, we find. Putting the focus back on what I needed to accomplish in that moment and enjoying the day would help move that sadness through me. So that was huge. Another thing too is I have seen this over and over again. I used to do this and this was a good one for me to break. But habitually starting tomorrow, or habitually starting on Monday. How many people do that? All right, I'm gonna start on Monday. I'm gonna eat everything in my pantry this weekend. I'm gonna clear it out. That was something that I heard a lot. People would say to me, I'd be like, all right, let's do this. And then they'd be like, okay, I'm gonna start on Monday. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, I'm gonna go food shopping. I'm gonna get all the foods that I need, but we'll eat everything in the pantry this weekend so I can get rid of all the bad food, so it's not around me. And sure enough, what happens? Then we officially start on Monday. And of course we, you know, it's very natural for us to, it takes a while to build a habit. So then by Thursday, we're kind of dipping into our old habits and the food creeps in. And then what do we do? We give in and then we go to our habits and then we say, okay, I'll start again on Monday. So that's it. There's no, it's the next moment. We begin again the next moment. And that was a huge, that was so helpful for me. That was me. I totally did that. If I was working on a project, I did it more. I definitely did it with food, but I did it a lot with projects too, with goals. So if I wanted to accomplish something, let's just say I was writing a new coaching program. I would be all into it on Monday and Tuesday. And then I would get completely sidetracked and get away from it. And then know I needed to get it done and not have a firm date. So then I'd be like, all right, I'll go back to it on Monday. And then Monday would come and maybe I would get into it. And then I'd let the world come through and let life happen. And I'd be like, all right, I'll start again next Monday. So now this project that really should have been done within a week's time now has turned into 7 and 8 weeks and I haven't gotten it done. But that's creeped into every part of my life. So that whole habitually starting tomorrow idea, that creeps in everywhere. So another thing too that I've always shared with my clients that, especially in working out, that has helped tremendously is don't stop before one. So if you have a coach that's counting down, sometimes you have a trainer in a class that's counting backwards, right? Or they'll say like, let's do 10 reps. Even if they're counting forwards, you get to that nine and you're like, okay, that's enough. Or you get to, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and you get to 2 and you're like, I'm good. I've done enough. But that's habitually starting tomorrow. Complete it. Take it to 1. Finish it. And then same thing with if you find yourself getting into a procrastinative state, if you find that you're putting something off or if you are, your old habits are creeping in and we're dealing with eating, to give you an example, next meal. That's it. End it. Next meal starts back on your goal. Bring your focus back to the present. Again, right? If it's Wednesday and we're like, yeah, I'm going to start next Monday. I'll start again next Monday. Now you're going back into the future. Now you're taking yourself out of the present. Put yourself always back in the present moment. And then that way, you'll start to break that pattern. You'll start to break that habit. So we're going to take a short break. Hopefully no more coffee events. When we get back, we're going to continue again, talking about self-sabotage, because it's so important, because I hope you're seeing that this creeps into every part of our life. It's not just our goals. It's not just like actual goals that we put up on the boards or around us that we've said that we wanted to accomplish. These are all things that start to creep in, all behaviors that we have that prevent us from going forward. So this is Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. This is Jen on Transformation Talk Radio. So we're talking about self-sabotage behavior, self-sabotaging ourselves. And it's interesting because it really can creep into many areas of your life, you know, and important ones, right? Ourselves, relationships, goals that we have. So we're going to talk more about, I always like to leave everyone with action. I always like to leave you with something that you can start doing today and, to improve any aspects of your life and for us to grow and small steps for sure. I love taking small steps, and that's why I like to do stuff. I like to do something daily. I like to take action daily for improving myself to be better each day. So I just want to share this with you. You know, our self-sabotaging behaviors, we have one thing in common. They are things we look outside of ourselves for relief. So I don't know if you can notice that in your own life, but like for me, for a long time, it was eating. So, and that comfort eating, it's an outside source. Whether I was sad, I was stuck in a pattern of behavior, I was stuck in a pattern of thinking, but I looked outside to get that relief. And the thing is the relief is temporary. It's not, when I'm going outside, it's not permanent. And what's interesting is in my life, and I can, you know, I'll share this with you personally, is that sometimes the seeking outside, you know, we say that it's temporary, but these behaviors can last for a long time. You know, I mean, I went through periods of using food as comfort, but I started when I was a little girl, and that went all the way until I was 22. So that was a long time. So when we say it's temporary, that temporary can be a lot of lost time. So I invite you to really start looking at your behaviors, to really start seeing what you're doing, and just to take a moment. It was interesting. This morning I noticed when I start to get uncomfortable with a situation, I pull back. That's what I do. And I noticed I was doing it this morning. And one of the ways that I pull back is I become busy. Like I start to pack my schedule with things that I'm doing. So then therefore I can't explore other opportunities, right? So that opportunity is making me uncomfortable. Now all of a sudden I start to fill my schedule with things that I'm comfortable with. And then therefore, right, I eliminate the time. I don't have any time available to explore what the opportunity, but it's giving me discomfort. I'm making sense with that. So this morning I noticed that I was doing that. And it was so awesome when we realized that we're doing something, a behavior that isn't in our best interest. It's a very beautiful aha moment. And it's not always easy to, you know, it's not always easy to change it in that moment. But what I'll do is I'll just take notice of what I do. And if I can this morning, it's a muscle that you have to exercise. And I've exercised that muscle enough to realize what I was doing. And I was like, okay, I pulled myself back and I recognized what I was doing so I could clear room in my schedule. Like I move things around because I want to explore this other opportunity. So So just know it's like, it's when we seek outside, right? It's when we seek an outside source. So if you find yourself seeking an outside source to take away that discomfort, to move an emotion around, to hide a feeling, to bury a feeling, just take that as a little indicator. You know, it's a little red flag that says, okay, I need to look at this. And then reach out to somebody. You know, if you're, this is why we have coaches. This is why coaches have coaches, because this helps us. This, you know, sometimes you just need that outside party who has that training, that education, you know, that knowledge to talk you through it versus calling up your friend. That's why I say, be careful who you're surrounding yourself with, because if you call up a friend who, you know, is very knee deep into their own self-sabotage behavior, they're, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you're calling somebody up who's like, no, you're fine. Be busy, like busy's good. And doesn't really have an understanding of what's happening. So it comes from the inside. It comes from the inside. And that's a beautiful thing, because what I've learned is that I can't control people, but I can control me, right? I can't control what people say. I can't control what people think. I can't control what people think about me. I can't control their responses, their actions. I can't control if they should apologize, if they shouldn't apologize, but I can control me. So that's as scary as it might be to know that I have to work on myself. It's so beautiful and so freeing, because I can work on me, you know, I can. And then when I start to make those changes and grow into what I would like to grow into, then my outside circumstances start to change. I start attracting people who are similar to me. I start almost repelling people who are not similar to me. And that's when, what's really interesting is that's when the good stuff comes, because that's when you get lots of gossip. That's when you get lots of, you know, people saying not nice things. That's when you get that, that's when you know, you're like, okay, I'm doing something right here, because now the people who should be falling away are starting to fall away. And the people that you're starting to attract are supportive, and they have, they can share with you their own journeys into what they've gone through for self-sabotage. All right, so let's dive into some ways to stop sabotaging. I'm going to say your own successes, right? And success is growth. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a goal versus growing, you know? So it doesn't have to be a tangible thing versus us just, you know, growing more unselfish, more loving, right? More caring. So be willing to let go of individuals in your life who talk a lot about what they are going to do, but they never execute. So I've been there. I've done that myself, or I've been surrounded by people who they do a lot of talking about what they're going to do, but they never do it. And that goes back to kind of what I was saying before about, you know, you call up that friend who, you're sharing with them what you're going through, and they're like, nah, like, you know, be busy. That's good. It's good. You know, you don't want to do too much. Don't take on too many goals. Cause you know, you don't want to be crazy. You don't want to get too busy. And so it just is, it's not supportive. So if you see that happening, if you have those friends, just start to distance yourself a little bit. Guard your peace. What does that mean? Oh, I love my peace. Peace is inner peace. For me, this is all God. God is my peace. So for me, being peaceful means so many things. It's having boundaries. It's knowing what my values are. It's knowing what my goals are and how my goals help make my values real, You know, my values support my goals and my goals support my values. And it's also about attracting those people in my life who are supportive of those values, you know, who have similar values as I do. So we can have that common ground. We can have those things in common. That's having like-minded people in your life. So peace is so important. And I think, you know, I have a lot of clients who always ask me, Jen, that's what they want. They want to be more peaceful and they want to know how to get it. So for me, first and foremost, that's where God comes in. And that's where being spiritual and having time with him creates that peace. And when you start to feel that peace and you start to have that peace, it's so valuable it's strong and nothing can break it. Nothing can break it. You know, watch your words. Are you a complainer or are you a problem solver? So for me, my obstacles are really opportunities. So when I hit an obstacle, I ask myself, what can I learn from it? What's going on? Am I creating it? Am I part of my obstacle? You know, like, what is this obstacle creating in my life? And then how do I problem solve it? How do I turn it into a solution? You know, maybe it gives you a great time to reflect. This is, you know, when we complain, it takes away creativity. Complaining is not creativity. We're creative beings. We're supposed to create. And when I say create, I don't necessarily mean art I struggled with this for a long time. Creative people always to me meant that they had that creative gift, right? They could sculpt, they could you know, draw, they could paint. But we're creative beings. So even creating solutions is exploring your creativity. And that was so wonderful when I learned that, because I could take an active role in creating the solution for my obstacle, becoming a problem solver, becoming a solution creator. And that fed my creativity. When I was feeding my creativity, all these things started coming into place. All these things started falling into place. So just check yourself. If you're complaining, you're not creating. You're not creating. And you're, again, it's in a way, it's self-sabotaging. If you're complaining about it, you're going to keep complaining about it and there's no solution. And then you're just, that's it. You go back to the vicious cycle. You start that cycle over again. When there's conflict, look at ways that you can take ownership. This isn't blame. Blame is a negative, is negativity. Blame is fear. This isn't about blame. And when you're surrounded by people that look for the blame, run the other way. Run the other way. Get out of their circle. You want to see where your responsibility lies in the conflict, and then look at your behaviors. See what you can do differently. Learn from it. And if there's an apology that needs to take place, then we apologize for behaviors that we've done. But there's so, my gosh, when we accept responsibility and we take ownership for the conflict that we have, then this opens up the door for problem solving. This opens up the door for forgiveness. This opens up the door for people together to communicate and talk about going forward. When we blame, it's out of fear. It's out of fear. And you don't want to be surrounded by individuals who are looking to blame, because it's not a good thing. You want to focus on building healthy long-term relationships and not having to be right. So let go of the need to be right. You know, I see it so often, especially in social media. You know, we're bombarded and we're surrounded by this need to be right. And people call it an opinion, but it's more about your viewpoint and you saying you're right versus an opinion. Because an opinion, then you and I can have a dialogue back and forth about, oh, okay, here's my opinion. Here's your opinion. Can you share with me your perspective on how you developed that opinion? Okay, let me share with you how I developed my opinion. And then I'm open to, well, let me think about your opinion for a bit. Let me see where this fits into my values. Let me see where this fits in. Same thing, vice versa. So you being so, you know, drawing a line in the sand about your opinion, that's your need to be right. That's your need to be right. And you're cutting me off then. If I do that to you, then I'm cutting you off. I'm cutting off on having an open communication and having an open dialogue. And that's, you know, it starts to creep in everywhere. Again, it starts to creep in everywhere in your life. And there are going to be times when you're going to outright disagree. You know, two people are going to outright disagree on what your opinion is and what my opinion is. And then you literally agree to disagree. And that's okay. It doesn't, you know, you don't need to cut things off or you don't need to be mean or angry. Those are all emotions that are going to eat you up inside. It really, I mean, if you're angry at me, that's impacting you. It's not impacting me. It's not impacting me at all. So you look at that. If you're cutting people off, if you're angry, if you have to be right about something, you know, are you really sure that that's how it happened? Are you really sure that that's the way it is? That's a hard line. That's a hard line for yourself. That's holding on to something that is going to impact you on a cellular level. A great way, and this goes back to the beginning of our conversation about being unselfish. When other people succeed, congratulate them and be actually genuinely happy for them. That is huge for you. That is huge for you. That is so wonderful. That unselfishness is so, so wonderful. So, so wonderful. And it just is, you know, it opens up. It opens up so much for your life. It changes your circumstances. It can change your feelings. It can change your being. So when somebody succeeds, be happy for their success. One, you know that it can be done. That's huge. I think it's the story of the 4-minute mile, right? It took so long for it to happen. Then once it happened, so many people then did it and so quickly. Because you saw that it could happen. So when somebody succeeds, take that success in, be happy for them. And then take it on for yourself. That's an amazing feeling. Avoid thinking in catastrophic terms and instead think what's best, what could happen. You know, this was me for a long time. I don't know. I went for the worst case scenario. And I used to say this, I plan for the worst and hope for the best. And then I realized just how distorted that thinking was. So always think positively. Think about the best way that it could go. And that's also living in the present, keeping yourself in the present moment. Because if we can't think that far, if it's too much energy to think that far in advance, which we shouldn't be anyway, but you'll notice how much energy when you're thinking that far in advance, how it can go. Just think really, really good thoughts. Bring yourself back to the present and just keep how wonderful things could turn out. And last, before we cut out for the day, pray about solving your problems and then take action. Just go to God and pray. We want to take action right away. And I think that's a great thing. But you don't have to act immediately. Pray first and see where you're led to. See where it takes you. And I promise you, His plan for us is so much greater and so much more amazing than we could ever imagine. And I know in my own life, it's so much better than I could have for myself. You know, his plan is so much bigger for me than I could ever think. So spend that time in prayer and get that connection and seek God before you start to take action. And if you have a problem, ask him for help. Ask him for help in it. You know, if you're struggling with those self-sabotage behaviors, then ask for help. I've so enjoyed our time together today. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me at JenniferZellup@yahoo.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook on Jen Zellup. You can also hit JenniferZellup.com. Shoot me an email, JenniferZellup@yahoo.com. And I would love to hear if there's any questions that you have about self-sabotage or you need help and some guidance. I'm here for that too. So until next week, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful week. This is Jennifer Zellup on Thrive by Jen Radio. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZellup.com.